Today's Tuesday, October 30th, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, thanks for joining today. Luke 21, 29 through 31, that's your life word for today. And he spake unto them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. So let me give you the setting of this scripture here. Jesus spent a long day, I'm sure an exhausting day, teaching thousands of people in the temple. It's Wednesday afternoon, Friday's coming, the day of Jesus' crucifixion, and I'm sure he's very aware of that. I mean, he's been spending all this time teaching the people and dealing with these religious elites who are hounding him on everything that he says, and now the day is about to come to an end. And the disciples, they've been hearing all that's been going on and all Jesus has been saying, and it's Passover time, and I'm sure they're wondering, hey, you know what? This could be the perfect setting for Jesus to declare his lordship. This is when we might get power away from Rome. And so in the next several verses, we hear Jesus lay out what his final crowning glory is going to look like. He begins to tell the disciples about what's going to look like before the second coming. And he tells them things like this. There's going to be a lot of false teaching out there. The church itself may begin to propagate false teaching itself. Be a lot of disasters everywhere, a lot of natural disasters, a lot of terrible natural events. God's people are going to, all sorts of incredible persecution is going to fall on them for following Jesus. He talks about Jerusalem itself being surrounded by enemies. And then he talks about the Antichrist appearing on the scene. Look, it's going to be a horrible time. It's going to be a really horrible time to live. But then Jesus, the mighty warrior, the King of Kings, he's going to return in the clouds of the air to take his people, those who have acknowledged him as Lord, to live with him, to live in his glorious heaven. And the disciples ask, well, how are we going to know when all this is about to happen, Lord? And Jesus told them, notice the fig tree or any other tree. When the leaves come out, you know without being told that summer's coming. At the same time, same way, when you see all these things starting to take place, you can know that the kingdom of God is near. So are you watching? Are you paying attention? Do any of those things that Jesus talked about in this passage sound familiar to you? Well, when things like this begin to happen, it's time to get ready. Because Jesus is about to make some noise. He's about to come back. And that, my friends, will signal the end of this earth, the end of time as we know it, and the beginning of eternity. You know, every one of you were designed to live forever. Did you know that? I mean, one day, if Jesus doesn't return first, your body will die, but your spirit, the real you, it'll never die. The question isn't whether you're going to live forever, because that matter's settled. You will. The question is, where will you live? Jesus invites you today to trust him as the Passover lamb for your sins. Accept his forgiveness and trust that he paid the price for your sins on Calvary. And you can live forever in his glorious heaven. When you pray today, please lift up in prayer BMA missionaries Ronald and Carolina Murillo. They serve the Lord in the country of Panama. And please remember to pray for the success of LifeWord's Swahili broadcast, will you? That can be heard in Tanzania, Kenya, Rwanda, and Burundi. From the LifeWord team worldwide, broadcasting in 42 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of 1/4 of the world, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.